another day to shift where you and I can feed our faith and starve our doubts on the Shift Today radio experience. You have just joined everyday people that are being transformed by the renewing of their minds, and they're being so consistent that it's evident in each one of their lives, their personal lives, their marital lives, social lives. So I personally want to welcome you today where you get a chance to make your voice known through the airwaves. You know, that's where the shift really is. You can take over because that's what God has given us, the world. And the world is ours. He says in Psalms 116 that he has given us humans the world. So that's what we're going to do. We're not just going to maintain what God has given us as seed, but we're going to also advance with what he has given us. Amen. God is so faithful. As I was just thinking and reflecting this morning, I couldn't help but to go to Lamentations 3:22, and it says, "The Lord's kindness never fails. If he had been merciful, if he had not been merciful, we would have been destroyed." I'm also going to read that from the Message Bible from Lamentations 3:22-24, and it says, "God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness." I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. Sometimes when you're even in the midst of trauma, when you're even in the midst of pain or even having suffering or you're hurting in any kind of way, or maybe you're fearing something, being accused of something, you must remember that through it all, you to stick with God and say it over and over again, even if you got to make that your only prayer, because came to God, even with your decrees, you realize when we're making these decrees that these are formal declares that we're saying, and we're finalizing them by establishing them in our hearts, in our beliefs. Because faith is in two places, and those that were in our shift, the Wednesday shift worship experience, they know faith is in two places. And where is it? It's in your mouth, and it's in your heart. So we must know that no matter what we're going through, day in and day out, just like God is faithful every single day. And so when we have the nature of God, we're faithful every single day. We're sticking with God. And we're saying it over and over, and guess what? Every time we read his word, every time the Holy Spirit quickens us in our inner man, he tells us the same thing, that I'm sticking with you. I'm even reminded of that even this morning when I was reading out of Romans 11. And in Romans 11, it basically was saying from the Message Bible, as Paul was writing to the loyal minority, because God says clearly that, remember, as Paul is writing to the Church of Rome, from Romans 11, the Message, he says, "Remember that I, the one writing these things, am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, out of the tribe of Benjamin." You can't get much more Semitic than that. So we're not talking about repudiation. God has been too long involved with Israel. He has too much invested to simply wash his hands of them. And that's what I feel like, you know, is he makes his mercy and his grace available to each one of us, and his loving kindness to each one of us so tenderly, because his tender compassions, they never fail. So basically, Paul was saying he's got too much vested in Israel. Though Israel murdered the prophet, though Israel trashed their altars, God, he says that he thought from Elijah that Elijah thought that he was the only one left, and God had to make him remember by his answer. He says, "I still got 7,000 who haven't quit on me," and there's many people who haven't quit on God. He says there's 7,000 who are loyal to the finish. It's the same today. There's a fiercely loyal minority still, not many, perhaps, but probably more than you think. They're holding on. And not because of what they think they're going to get out of it. Do you realize the hours that I sit and I study and I linger in the word and I labor over the word to bring, what, a less than an hour to a 45 minutes of a message, and then connect with believers, and I'm not getting anything out of it. Meaning I'm expecting something out of it, but not for myself. Continuing on from the Message Bible from Romans 11, 2 through 6. I'm in the middle right before 7 and 10, and he says they're holding on, and not because of what they can get out of it, but because they're convinced of God's grace and purpose in choosing them. See, when, like for me personally, because I can only speak for myself personally, I know that I'm gathered together with some seekers and also believers and those listening later to this podcast. I'm not doing this for any self-interest, because even it says, well, when Israel tried to be right with God on her own, pursuing her own self-interest, she did not succeed. And I wrote here in my notes this morning, for me personally, it says you don't succeed pursuing your own interest. You never will succeed pursuing your own interest. But when you have a bigger picture, to know that you are convinced of God's grace, to know that you are convinced that God had a purpose in choosing you, and you're not looking to get anything out of it, and that's the motivation of your heart. For me personally as a shepherd, what I want to get out of it is transform lives, change minds, families coming back, things being restored and replaced, and things that were ungodly to be righteous, and the righteous being in, from even voting, the righteous being in place. So this is what I'm expecting to get out of it. I'm expecting God, because all of those things that I just stated, that's all the attributes of God with righteousness and replenishment and restoration. That's what I want to get out of it. I want to get out of it where when people come around in my environment with spirits of heaviness or doubt and fear, I want that those spirits to be lifted off of God's people, and those that are not God's people yet off of God's creation. I want compassions of God to be manifested in his loving kindness. I want others that are in my community, and when I'm able to speak out, even as I'm doing, even on greater platforms, I want them to experience that God's merciful love couldn't dry up, and they're created every morning because of his great faithfulness. I want others to know that God has got too much, as I just read to you this morning out of Romans 11 from the Message Bible. He's got too much involvement with us as a people and as a race, as humanity. He's got too much of himself, and he's not going to wash himself clean because we mess up or because we keep doing the same things over and over again. That's what Israel did. And though God was telling them, Israel, you're not going to succeed. You got a lot of good energy, as I read to you yesterday from Romans 10. He says, you got a lot of good energy regarding me, but you're getting it all wrong. You think you have to do something to set yourself right with me. That's not your business. Your business is to realize that I've set myself right with you, and I'm the one that does the work. And it's only by the word of faith that welcomes God that goes to work to set me right with you and you right with me. The word of faith, he says, saves you right here. It's near as your tongue in your mouth and as close as it is in your heart in your chest. So it's the word of faith that's going to save our children. It's the word of faith that's going to save our nation. And actually, technically, it's already saved. It's for us as believers with the word of faith in our mouths and in our hearts, and then decree it and declaring as we're doing faithfully and not giving up in the midst of all of this, in the midst of what we're experiencing in our world, in the midst of hurt and pain. We're sticking with God. We're going to keep this word on our tongues, at least from this platform of Shift. We're going to keep this word on our tongues. We're going to keep it in our minds. We're going to write upon the tablets of our heart. We're going to make our tongue to be like ink, like a pen of a ready writer. We're going to decree, and we're going to faithfully declare what God has said, because God is merciful to us. Once again, from Romans 11, he's got too much involved with us. He's too much invested in us. Didn't he say that he's going to work everything out together for our good? It's going to work out together for our good in the midst of how bad it looks. Hear what I'm telling you. In the midst of whatever you could be possibly facing, God is faithful to his word. Even from Psalms 116, he says, from the Amplified Bible, I believe and clung to my God. Just imagine what it looks like clinging. I think about my grandson Isaiah, because he's getting so familiar to his environment, or shall I say discovering his environment, and he'll be 7 months old, but he clings to me. He clings to his mom, and I mean he clings like a little I like to say it, a little koala bear. He just clings, and he's so heavy and so we call him the little chubba wubba, but for me it's Glam's ham, my little hamster, but he clings But he, and I look at that, he says, I believe and I clung to my God. Why are we clinging to our God? Because we believe that no matter what is changing around us, that our God is faithful. Our God is loyal. He has his loyal love. It fails not. And then continuing from the Amplified Bible from Psalms 116, verse 10, and it says, when I said I was greatly afflicted. So basically, David was writing here in the Psalms 116:10, he says, though I, this is my reality, this is a reality that I'm suffering, or this is a reality that I have something, or this is a reality that I'm greatly afflicted, but nevertheless, I believe and I clung to my God. And what does it say even in the CEV version, Contemporary English Version? It says, I was faithful to you when I was suffering. And as I shared with them last night in the Wednesday Shift worship experience, that even in the midst of the things that you're going through, God didn't tell you not to cry when you're going through things. God didn't say that with the pain you wouldn't feel the pain. You just don't dismiss it. I mean, you just dismiss it. You acknowledge it because that is a reality. See, it's not people that are got it wrong as far as concerning the word of faith. Some people have it a little bit twisted where with their words, they're trying to say if they broke their arm and it's in a sling, they're trying to say, no, this isn't a sling. This isn't, I didn't break my arm. Oh, it's healed. Well, yes, we agree with you that it's healed, but also at the same time, the reality is you're in a sling, dear, and the arm is broken. So therefore, since the arm has been broken, now use the word of faith to get the arm or the whatever it is broken, the marriage fixed, the finances fixed, the emotions fixed, the feelings fixed, the trauma fixed, whatever it is, repair it with the word. Fix it with the word. I was faithful to you even when I was suffering. In other words, David said, I didn't let my tongue be misaligned, though this is good. I didn't allow my tongue to be misaligned with the suffering. I didn't allow my tongue to be misaligned with the fear or the lies of somebody accusing me. I didn't allow my tongue to be misaligned when there was suffering and trauma and when I was hurting and when I was afflicted and when I was all whatever it could be in the world that we all, none of us are exempt of experiencing, but we can get quicker out of it, even beware of it even before it comes because we have the anointing in us that knows all things, the Holy Spirit. And with that, let's welcome the Holy Spirit to today's segment. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you to our Wednesday wellness, our Thursday morning Shift Today Radio experience. Have your way, Holy Spirit, as you have already begun to think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. We welcome your presence. We welcome your perfect knowledge. We welcome your wisdom. We welcome the words that you are presenting through my lips of clay. Have your way. May none of these words fall empty. May they all be fulfilled according to 1 Samuel 3:19 in the name of Jesus. You who started this great work in us, Holy Spirit, you have invested so much in us. You've walked alongside of us through trauma, through affliction, through suffering, through pain. And so you have never gave up on us. And you've walked with us through those good times as well. Help us not to abandon you ever in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Abandon you with our speech, abandon you with our attitudes, abandon you, Holy Spirit, with our words, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be faithful as you are faithful. We believe, therefore we're clinging to you, Holy Spirit, even in the midst of affliction or suffering or pain or hurting. And even if it's not our own hurt and pain, maybe it's the pain of affliction in our own families and things that we're experiencing because we're connected in community with our family. May we stick with the same words. May we remain faithful to you when they're experiencing their suffering and not cave in and quit and be like David's wife was, Job's wife, who just said, why don't you just continue putting the dirt on your head and curse God? And Job looked at this woman like she was a fool, his wife, because we're not going to curse our God in the midst of affliction, because Job knew what he was experiencing, because Job ultimately realized that how he even got in that situation was by his mouth and the false sacrifices that he was making on the behalf of his children and their disobedience. Job had fear, and so he allowed the abundance of fear in his heart to begin to pervert his speech, and legally, that's how the enemy came in, and that's the true story of Job, not all this other stuff of Job, and God put this on Job. God never puts affliction on his people because he doesn't have affliction and fear and suffering and trauma in him, but while we're in the world and we're experiencing the things like everybody else is in the world, we can too become overwhelming and overcome, or a trauma or affliction or fear would try to come up upon us. But I tell you, we have the spirit of power. We have the spirit of love, and we have a spirit of a sound mind. And we also have the word of faith. That means the beliefs and the trust of what we have read about our God deposited in the treasures of our heart. And we can open up that well and that vault in our heart and begin to decree and declare, Father, faithfully what you have said, even in the midst of what is happening. We can stride in your presence, and we can stay alive in the land of the living. We can stay faithful with you and not be bedeviled in the name of Jesus, despite all of a ton of bad luck that could be coming against us or families or situations, despite giving up on the human race, saying all kinds of things. We're not giving up. We're not giving up on our nation. We're not giving up on our children. We're not giving up on their final outcome. There's a final outcome for the United States of America, and the bottom line is we are still victorious and we win. There's a final outcome for all of our children in the midst of what they have chosen, in the midst of what they are doing, and even by their free wills and not allowing the Holy Spirit to govern their lives, they have a final outcome that all of our children will be mentored and taught of you at the end of the day, and your spirit is coming upon them and resting upon them and not giving up on them, because you have been invested in our children. You have been involved in their lives, and many times you keep petitioning and coming after them, hovering over them, loving them graciously, and giving to our children and our families every single day, Holy Spirit, because you're faithful. You're a lover of humanity. You have the Spirit of Jesus. You have the Spirit of God. You are the Holy Spirit, and you are faithful with us while we are here in the earth. So we continue to manifest and acknowledging your presence and manifesting your presence wherever you order our steps today. If you agree with this prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your loyal love towards us. We thank you that you don't cave in and give in. We're going to cling to you, as he says in Psalms 116:10, in spite of what we're going. When I read to you this morning out of Romans 11 from the Message Bible, it says God has been too long involved with Israel. Put your name in there. I put my name in there this morning. God has been too long involved with Nina, has too much invested to simply wash his hands of Nina. He can't wash his hands with me. He can't wash his hands with you, because he is faithful. When I read to you Lamentations 3:22, his loving kindness never fails. He has always been merciful to you and I, because if he didn't have the nature of mercy, we would all be destroyed. Do you hear what I'm trying to share with you this morning? The word of faith. We have it, and we will not compromise. We will not retreat. We will not give up. Who has so much invested of us, even though at many times he said, you know what, I'm so fed up with you all, I don't know what to do. But because, Nina, I have so much invested in you and your spouse and your husband and your kids and your legacy partners and those that are in the world, the leaders of this nation, and I keep pursuing them every single day, I'm not giving up. They're still trying to resist me. See, that's the confidence that I have in God. That's why I continue to do the Psalms 116:10 thing from the Amplified. That's why even from the translation, the Passion Translation, it says from Psalms 116, even when it seems I'm surrounded by many liars and my own fears, and though I'm hurting in my suffering and trauma, I still stay faithful to God, here it is, and speak words of faith. The word of faith is all we have at the end of the day. The word of faith is the only thing that pleases God. Faith is in two places for it to work. Three places. It works. It has to be in your mind. Faith has to be in your heart. And faith is always for the impossible. I'm possible. In other words, God is saying, I am possible. So when it looks impossible in the world, on the job, with the family, in the body, whatever it is that's trying to contradict the word of God, that is where faith is given to you for. So basically God is saying, I'm giving you a portion of me. First got born again, a portion of my faith, my words to get results. But don't just only use the word to get results and believe in my faith. I need for you to deposit that word of faith in your spirit. That is your heart. Anytime you read heart in the Bible, that is your spirit, man, in your spirit. And when you deposit it in your spirit, now you are going to have faith in your own words, even though it's my word. You're just taking my measure of my word to get results for what is impossible. So for what I'm telling you to start moving towards that's bigger than yourself, God says you got it. You got 100%. That's what he told me on the airplane when I was coming back home from that conference. He says, Nina, you could have a bottom line, a be under, or upside down, but you got 100% of my faith to get results for everything that I'm telling you to possess in the earth. You got 100% faith, and I decree and I declare that over you today. You have 100%, especially if you are a believer. You have 100% of corruptible seed, the word of God, working for you. Your job is to get it, believe it, decide to do something with it, receive it, meditate on it so you can get a deeper belief to move and take the action, because of having the word of faith and don't put an action to it, it's ineffective. Your faith works by action. As soon as God said, let there be light, guess what? The Holy Spirit went to work to manifest the word, let there be light. It's no way that you can just have faith without power. You need them both. That's why on this platform, I don't just teach word, word, word. There must be some form of power or the word manifested from our speech. We experienced it last night when everybody in the community was pushing through prayer last night at the Wednesday shift worship experience. I sensed something in the spirit when it broke, came in with that people came in our community with. It was off of them. They were liberated. Why? Because the Holy Spirit went to work. Why? From the word that was heard. They had already entered into it from the worship, because when you come to any of our worship experiences, that is the place to experience God's love in worship. First, the word, second, and in community. And we have manifested that vision so well. Hear what I'm telling you today. Actually, we're mastering it, because that's what we've been called to do from any one of our platforms. Even this morning, you listened to us on the Shift Today radio experience. It's an experience. It's new every day. That's why you're joining. You're getting fresh manna every day. And today he's telling you, believe in me and cling to me, no matter what it looks like. For your life, for your marriage, for your children, whatever your situation will be, he's saying, just cling to me and say what I'm saying, and you will always have the results that you want in Jesus' name. Because as I mentioned to them last night, if God is so faithful, which he is, and he says that he would manifest himself as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that means a provider that meets our needs. If your needs are already met because you clearly receive it by faith, because he said it from Philippians 4:19 and all through scripture, then you're no longer asking God to meet your needs. If you're still asking God to meet your needs, you haven't got it deep enough in your spirit yet as far as to believe that God has met your needs. So I don't pray. If you're even praying present tense prayers, I'm going to tell you, present tense prayers are still not the word of faith. Because even with the word of faith, it's still the past, because it's already what Jesus has done. So, you know, when he says, my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Well, if you're still praying that he will do it, maybe that's why you haven't seen it manifest, because he needs you to get your mouth aligned to say, this, my God has already supplied my needs according from his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because Jesus is not clearly coming back down here. Hear what I'm saying? To die, get back on the cross for the afflicted, for the hurting, for the suffering, for the traumatic, for the demonic, for whatever. He's done his part. He's like, that pain was too traumatic. I am not coming back down there to do that thing again. But what I am going to do, I'm going to sit up here in my new position as the high priest, because I've been elevated and promoted. I'm no longer just walking as a prophet. Who's the prophet right now in the earth is the Holy Spirit. He's the prophet right now. Amen? And what is the Holy Spirit doing? He's prophesying. He's constantly telling you and reminding you and teaching us and admonishing us, standing by us, advocating for us, strengthening us and encouraging us to get us to believe and be fully persuaded like Abraham as one of his descendants that I am here. I have flooded your heart with the love of God that's shedding abroad in you richly, and I'm reminding you and revealing to you who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Now it's up to you to believe what I'm telling you, and if you don't believe, you're going to be stuck and you won't succeed. As I read to you this morning, still out of the Romans 11, where he says, Israel, it says there's a fearlessly loyal minority, and I believe that's us. Not many, no, it is us, not believing, it is us. A fearlessly loyal minority, still not many, perhaps, but probably more than you think. They're holding on, not because of what they think they're going to get out of it, but because they're fully convinced of God's grace and choosing them. See, when you know you're fully persuaded and God has chosen you, and you just want to be a blessing to others, that's why I said for me, 7 years, I don't want no paycheck. I'm getting something out of this. I'm getting some lives changed. I'm getting some hearts changed, families restored, everybody getting all of their stuff back, getting their wealth back. So I'm willing to be the teacher to get the stuff, and I don't need a paycheck to get it. So I've been convinced of the grace of God and the purpose of why he has chosen me. So therefore, but he told Israel, you don't succeed by pursuing your own interest. So Israel wanted to continue to do what they wanted to do, and they didn't succeed. They wanted to still set up their little idols and workshops and all of that other crap. In the temple, and even Jesus came in there with a holy, righteous indignation and said, no, we're not doing this in my Father's house. And that's what you're going to have to rise up and start doing too. You got to start telling some stuff. We ain't doing this in my Father's house. You are the house of the Father, because your body is his temple. And you got to tell that other stuff. We ain't doing this in my Father's house. We're not doing this dance this time. Hear what I'm telling you today, this morning on shift. This morning, I clearly want to decree and declare as we are going forward, as everything that I've just shared with you, and I've laid you a nice little foundation so that you can partake of what God has said this morning. And we're going to make these declarations of faith this morning over our children, because we want to reinforce the word over our children. We want to reinforce the word over our grandchildren. And even if you are expecting and believing it, your in-laws are your children. So we got to be decreeing and declaring over them too, our in-laws. So when I say my children are taught of the Lord, you know who I'm including? I put my daughter-in-law Cynthia's name right on in there, because she's part of my lineage. She's part of my heritage. So she's being taught of the Lord, because I want to make sure that it's being reinforced, the word of God, even in her heart while she is raising up my grandchildren. So don't just exempt your in-laws. Remember, you got in-laws that are part of your lineage. Remember Ruth and remember Naomi. Remember Naomi, she said, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, because my two sons have died. Hear what I'm saying today? But even the daughters, Orpah said, well, I'm out of here, because I can't do this thing with you, Ruth. And so, Naomi. But Ruth clung, like I just read to you this morning from Psalm 116:10. Ruth clung to Naomi. And because of that, she got to be a part of the blessing just because she was in the family. I know for a fact that my daughter-in-law is blessed just because she's a part of who I am and a part of my sons, which means she's a part of my lineage. So she's clinging on to me. She clings on to my wisdom when we have those opportunities and sometimes even deeper conversations to share. So when we say that our children are being taught of the Lord, that is what they're doing. Include your in-laws. When we're saying for their health and they're being mentored and all of that, include your in-laws, your daughter-in-laws, your son-in-laws, your your extended family and even the ones that's coming. Like my son hasn't gotten married yet, that youngest one, but you better believe I'm praying over my future daughter-in-law. I'm praying over their lineage and their children that are going to be blessed of the Lord. Hear what I'm saying to you. I'm not waiting for him to get his bride and then I'm going to start praying for her. No, I'm already praying because that brother really going to need a strong, powerful woman in his life. He ain't going to need somebody who's going to be dibbling and dabbling and in and out and wishy-washy. Uh-uh. She's going to be solid as a rock. Hear what I'm telling you this morning on Shift. So Psalms 127:3 says, children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord, and that's including our in-laws as well. And so I like to call them in-love. Like I call my sister-in-law, she's my sister in love. We were married and bound by love. Amen. So let's decree and declare what God has said. Hopefully you've already been built up before you came to the broadcast by praying in the Holy Ghost and praying throughout it. But we're going to quickly declare these declarations of faith over our children and grandchildren and all of our in-laws, and then we're going to close it in prayer and seal it, deal in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body, and over my children, my in-laws, and my grandchildren up to the 10th generation. Now, we're just going to include them all when we're children, but I'm not going to break it down anymore from this moment so you know what we're decreeing. My children of many generations are a blessing and gift from the Lord. My offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and we shall spread abroad to the west, east, north, and south, and through us shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I decree and I declare that all of my children hear and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, and they shall be taught of the Lord, and have him as their teacher. My children, from Psalms 116:10, will cling to God, even in the midst of suffering, trauma, affliction, and their own life experiences. Great is the peace, I love this, of my children, of many generations. Their composure is undisturbed. I decree and I declare that the heart of my children's eyes of many generations are being enlightened, and they are now being flooded with light, word of faith, by the Holy Spirit, so that they will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which the Holy Spirit has called each of them. The riches of his glorious inheritance is in my children. All of my children of many generations know by experience what the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of the Holy Spirit's active power is within them. Take God at his word. None of my children of many generations has a spirit of fear. They have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, and they have the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Father as their shepherd. They are all redeemed from the curse of the law, and they will live out all the numbers of their days, being lovers of God, saved, cured, preserved, healthy, protected, delivered, free, full of integrity and honesty, godly wisdom, and favored by God, favored by others, like a shield. My children of many generations will experience personally God's everlasting covenant love with them. They are known among the nations and all of the cultures in the world. All will see them. They shall acknowledge them as the offspring that God has blessed. Praise the Lord. that I am blessed by God because I fear him and delight in his commandments. And my children and many generations are mighty in the land, and the generations of the upright shall be blessed. Everything is changing for the good for my children. None of them will be lost. Of them will be saved. They are healthy and they are physically fit. There is nothing in this world that will control my children's minds nor their behaviors. Say it for your children, your grandchildren, and your in-laws. Say this with all power. Sickness and disease, you spirit of infirmity, you are bound to come near my children. You are far from them and far from me, you spirit of infirmity, in Jesus' name. I loose the spirit of counsel for my children's minds and their decisions. I loose the spirit of might. I loose the spirit of power. I loose the fear of the Lord, and I loose the word of God that is not chained concerning my children, my family, and myself. My children's minds are fortified and they are resolute. Their emotions are sound and their emotions are stable. My children's faith in God is steadfast and unfaltering. My children's zeal for the Lord will always fill their souls and their minds. My children are power to gain wealth. They no longer procrastinate. They act in patience and by obedience as they are being led by the Holy Spirit without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. My children excel in all things, at all times, with all people, under every circumstance. They are adaptable, they are flexible, and they make needed adjustments in their lives as necessary. Everything about my children are changing for the best. I command mountains that are standing in my children's way. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. They are gaining territories emotionally, intellectually, new business territory, spiritual territory, missional territory, ministerial territory, financial territory. Everything about my children is changing. They are always in the perfect place to experience things of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow to them. Every relationship that my children are connected with, they are fruitful and mutually beneficial. Any relationship that has not been rooted in faith and by the Spirit of the Lord, I command for those relationships to be cut off now, even soul ties at their root in Jesus' name. I command every relationship that is edifying, encouraging, beneficial for my children's good now in Jesus' name. My children are celebrated and they are loved by all who come in contact with them. There is no demonic encroachment and no satanic squatters in my children's hearts or in their environment. Wherever my children are right now, I command in the name of Jesus any demonic activity to get off their property, get out of the territories out of their minds, get out of their fears of influence, devil, get out of their own families that they're creating. Get out of their relationship that are not of God. Get out of their finances, and you get out of their bodies, and you get out of my children's minds in the name of Jesus. Everything that my children's hands, there is no slackness in them or in their hands. Wherever they stand, God leads them to that land. They will walk all the days of their lives in dominion of Jesus, in authority and power of Jesus. And their lives are characterized by liberty. I decree and I declare that my children are living their blessed and best days now. I call forth and that my children will attract only the things, only the thoughts, only the people, and only the resources that are suitable, undergird, and facilitate God's original plan for their lives. My children are favored by all who know them, will meet them, will work with them, and even on their downtime to play with them or have fun and have any kind of formal or informal relationship with them. Holy Spirit, you are working with my children as a partner, and I trust you as their partner. And as you work with them, according to your daily agenda, may my children's spirits and souls be aligned with you. May their work with you be their worship. You are teaching my children how to improve their lives and to work smarter and more efficiently. My children are always on the top and not at the bottom. They are always to have an outstanding attitude, and they produce superior work. They seek divine opportunities and occasions to be a blessing and to help others succeed. I may my children maximize their potential as they boldly move towards their destination in the name of Jesus. My children are now experiencing one cycle after the next and wealth that has been replaced through the cross of old cycles of failure, of fear, of poverty, or premature death in their lives. My children are on the path of life, and there is no death or premature death. In the name of Jesus, my children are trailblazers, and everything they do, the word is ignited in their spirits, and they will continually be all that God has called them to be, and there will be no lack in my children. All of their needs will be met. None of them will be in debt, and they will have more than enough to give over and above according to all their needs. My children have all sufficiency in their provision for today. They are all filled with the Spirit of God. They are all healed in their body, in their emotions, in their minds, in their relationships, and sickness and disease is far from this. I confess this now in the name of Jesus, that my children only progress and they will experience no setbacks, no more holdups, and no delays concerning the original plan for their lives. And they are living a life now full of success in Jesus' name. I have decreed it, I have declared it, and now I believe it, I will it upon their lives, I take it now for them as standing in the gap, and I thank you in advance, Holy Spirit, that I have it. I have my prayers answered. You said when I pray that I believe I receive it in Jesus' name, and I seal my declarations of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I've decreed, ask, imagine, concerning my children, according to the power that is working in me, it's working in them. To him that is able to keep us from falling and failing, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And he's sustaining our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, eternal God, invincible God, immortal God, the only wise God, that I trust with my children, be honored and glorified by my decree today. May none of my words fall short of your glory in the name of Jesus. If hallelujah is the highest praise, come on, we even send the ministering angels out right now. Go take care and not let none of these words fall. Minister on our behalf. Minister, ministering angels. They're ministering angels to our children now and our in-laws now and our grandchildren up to the 10th generation in the name of Jesus. Father, we're even praying for those that haven't even been birthed yet, Father God. They're already excited to come into our family. They see us praying for us. They see that they're coming to a strong heritage, a rich, full of word of faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, Father, that you see us faithful and that with our gifts, with our words, your words upon our mouths, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, beloved, and may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Praise God that you got a good God who is taking care of your children. In the name of Jesus, and great is the peace of your in-laws and your children and your grandchildren and to the 10th generation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for helping me to make this mission possible. I couldn't do it without Holy Spirit and you naturally. And so to God be the glory, and I thank God for you in Jesus' name. Amen.